Hi, welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway, founder of the Tudor Society and author of several history books. Now, where am I taking you today? Well, I'm taking you to the reign of King Henry VII, that first Tudor monarch. For on this day in Tudor history, the 15th of September 1500, John Morton, Archbishop of Canterbury, Cardinal, and Henry VII's Lord Chancellor, died at Knowle, the Archbishop's country residence, from the plague. He was buried in the crypt at Canterbury Cathedral. Now, Morton has gone down in history for his unpopular taxation rationale, Morton's Fork, which meant that everyone, no matter their status and situation, was liable to taxes. He said, if the subject is seen to live frugally, tell him because he is clearly a money saver of great ability, he can afford to give generously to the king. If, however, the subject lives a life of great extravagance, tell him he too can afford to give largely, the proof of his opulence being evident in his expenditure. So the poor man was living frugally and apparently saving his money so he could afford taxes. And the rich man with all his money could also afford taxes. There was no way out of taxation. So that is the rationale of Morton's Fork, which of course takes its name from John Morton. However, even though this rationale is known as Morton's Fork, and that term now means a false dilemma, author Nathan Amin points out that this policy of taxation was not Morton's and did not even originate in Henry VII's reign. It was actually used already in Edward IV's reign. Interesting. So Morton's Fork actually has little to do with Morton, even though Henry VII's financial policies had become very unpopular by the end of his reign. So, now we've got that out of the way, that falsehood out of the way. Let's have some actual facts about John Morton. Well, he was born in around 1420 in Dorset. It is thought that he was educated at Balliol College, Oxford. He practiced law as well as being a clergyman. He served Henry VI as a keeper of the Privy Seal and was a lawyer in his government. Morton changed sides from the Lancastrians to the Yorkists after the death of King Henry VI and was pardoned for his past actions, such as being responsible for drafting the Bill of Attainder against Richard, Duke of York, by Edward IV. He served Edward IV as Master of the Rolls and also had many church offices in his reign, including being Archdeacon of Winchester, Berkshire, Norfolk and Leicester. He also served Edward IV as a diplomat. In 1478, he was appointed Bishop of Ely. He was not a supporter of King Richard III and so spent some time imprisoned in Brecknock Castle. In 1486, after the accession of King Henry VII in 1485, who of course was founder of the Tudor dynasty, Morton was made Archbishop of Canterbury, and then, in 1487, Lord Chancellor. In 1493, Pope Alexander VI made him a cardinal. Thomas More, Henry VIII's Lord Chancellor, served in Morton's household as a page, and More used Morton as one of his sources for his work History of King Richard III. John Morton was the builder of the old palace of Hatfield, that palace used by Elizabeth I as her main residence before she became queen. He used it as the Bishop of Ely's residence. Morton, Edmund Dudley, and Richard Empson are known for their work in restoring the crown's wealth via taxation. Of course, Henry VIII had Empson and Dudley executed in 1510, but he couldn't do that to Morton, because Morton was already dead. So that's what happened on this day in Tudor history in 1500. We have the death of John Morton, who was quite an unpopular man, really, because of his role in Henry VII's financial policies, the heavy taxation. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.